The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Adam Gilchrist, good morning. Tell me about Radioactive Europe.
Good morning, Ray. At the end of this, we might be ordering canned goods and bottled water, but here we go. Air quality testing stations across Europe have detected the presence of low levels of iodine-131, which is an isotope that doesn't last long, 8 days, I believe. At high levels is extremely dangerous, but we are talking about low levels. But the fact is that it may indicate the testing of nuclear material. And the traces began in Norway, but they've now been picked up in Poland, Germany, the Czech Republic, France, and Spain, and suggest that the radiation low level has emanated either from Eastern Europe or from the Arctic, the suggestion being that maybe the Russians have been testing things. So a specially fitted American sniffer plane, as they're calling it, I know it's not its official title, but has now arrived over at an airbase, an RAF base in Suffolk in England. We also know that, I mean, already Russia and America have both been bolstering troops in the Arctic Circle. It's just a really uneasy feeling about this. A slight, oh my God, but perhaps we shouldn't overplay.
The most important thing is you got the official sniffer plane there. That's the most important detail there. The sniffer plane's in action.
The sniffer plane, yeah, exactly. That'll go and seek them out, yes.
Okay, what's happened to a heterosexual couple in court?
Yeah, the Court of Appeal in London has rejected a couple's plea to have a civil partnership. This couple, Rebecca Steinfeld and Charles Kyden, they don't want to get married. They say they want to have, as it's been put, a modern, symmetrical, equality-based, non-spiritual legal bonding, which sounds particularly romantic, doesn't it, put like that? But three appeal court judges have ruled they can't have a civil partnership on the grounds that they're not of the same sex. The civil partnership is only essentially for gay couples and is not therefore recognised legally for straight couples, except in the Isle of Man. It's the only bit, that island stuck out in the Irish Sea, where you can do both. It's all relatively new, of course, this legislation, and we're not talking about church stuff and spiritual stuff. They have their own arguments. But somehow the government left this loophole in the whole process, and there it stays, and the appeal court judges have backed it up. It's an odd thing, isn't it?
Okay, it certainly is. Now, we've discussed with James in sport a bit earlier, this bloke from the Sutton Football Club, eating a pie, the second-string goalkeeper, because he secured 8-1 about, that's what they're alleging, about eating a pie. Why is he in trouble? If some corporate bookmaker said, oh, there'll be a player from Sutton eating a pie, and he picks up a pie and eats it and had £10 on himself at 8-1, what's the problem?
Oh, well, aren't we back to Rod Marsh and Dennis Lilly way back when? I suppose the point is that, and this is why the Gambling Commission and the Football Association are both getting stuck into this, is that you can't have people betting on themselves in any capacity in a sports event, because it may seem innocuous, and frankly it is. You know, this guy filled his pie-hole with pie, and he's not called roly-poly-goly for nothing. But you can't have people doing that, because people legitimately may have gone to the bookies and thought, oh, I quite fancy that, that's a bit of fun. And then, lo and behold, he skews the whole thing by doing it. Of course, we don't actually know yet if he backed himself, but we know that he has agreed to leave the club. And no doubt this poor chap, Wayne Shaw, is right now
but
going and
if he did,
high
if he didn't do it, the people who walked into the betting shop and thought, oh, I might have a crack at that, they'd lose all their money. Because there was never any hope of anyone having a pie while either playing or sitting on the sideline. So, I mean, people having a bet on such things, you know, and the knowledge that it'll never happen, they must have more money than sense.
The trouble is, we did have this spate of things a couple of years ago where people started betting, and I think you still can, on the time of the first throw-in. And lo and behold, there were quite a few football matches where, inexplicably, footballers kick it out into the crowd within the first few seconds.
Well, there's a way to stop that. It's called exotic betting. Stop the exotic betting. Bet on the result and get rid of all the exotics. Thanks a lot, mate. See you later.
Cheers, Ray.
Adam Gilchrist from the UK.